It is 7th of February. Recently, I saw an amazing picture that absolutely did not fit in my head with the nightmare that was happening around. On the black field, located between the villages, almost completely destroyed by artillery, ran a red fox. It was as red as the sun early in the morning. The field was very dirty. Because of the thaw, almost all the snow melted and the earth under the paws of the wild beast turned into a swamp. But the fox ran, barely touching this mud with its paws. It rushed through this mud, through a whole sea of black mud, surrounded by the grey ruins of destroyed houses, and remained all the same bright red. I look at this graceful beast and thought that it probably didn't understand what a nightmare was going on around, that for it, war is just some kind of frightening noise from the places where people live. But it turned out that war is also a tragedy for foxes. One biologist who now serves in the army told me that foxes are dying due to the actions of Russian army. Other wild animals also die, but it is for the fox that we die en masse. The thing is that the Russians are literally sowing Donbass with butterfly landmines, small plastic explosive devices that really look like butterflies or maybe maple seeds. These mines are scattered by special projectiles and rockets, dozens, even hundreds in one volley. This is a monstrous and completely inhuman weapon, the main purpose of which is to leave the enemy soldier without a leg. The charge in this mine is not enough to kill an adult human, but it can easily leave him or her crippled. This shit kills the fox instantly. The fox is an active and curious animal. Other animals are often simply afraid to approach strange objects with a strange smell. But curious foxes begin to sniff mines and touch them with their paws, and they die a terrible death. Foxes are also dying en masse from Russian booby traps, grenades that are triggered by a stretched thin wire. The foxes catch these wires, the pin is pulled out of grenade, and this is followed by an explosion. The Russians left behind several thousands of these booby traps. They kill both civilian people and wild animals. And the Russians also burn entire forests. It is enough for one shell to hit a dry tree, and soon many miles of forest are already burning. Thousands of square miles of Ukrainian forests have been destroyed or damaged by war. And along the perishing forests, the animals, birds, and reptiles living in them also perish. The scale of the destruction of Ukrainian villages and cities is horrendous. Hundreds of thousands of people were left not only without a roof over their heads, but also without the walls that held this roof. And the damage done to Ukrainian nature is also appalling. Entire ecosystems have been destroyed. Nature reserves have been devastated. The land and rivers have been polluted with fuel from fallen rocket boosters. And there are many, many thousands of such boosters, and in each of them, gallons of poisonous fuel. Everywhere where the Russian invaders came, a real nightmare is happening. They bring with them only ruins and desert. And a couple of words at the end. When this episode is published, I will be on my way to one of the hottest spots on the front. I do not know when I will be able to record the next episode, given the problems with the communication and electricity, which are always in short supply at the front. But I will definitely record this new episode and tell you about what is happening on the front lines. I ask you not to forget that this project cannot exist without your donations. Even $5 or $6, transfer it to the Fighting for Ukraine page of the GoFundMe website is a real help to my loved ones and to me personally. Thank you.